She's feisty, she's funny, and she tells it like it is. Get ready for Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. What are your opportunities right now? What are the possibilities? Ask Corby and cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. Here's your host, Corby Mitlide.
And good evening, good soggy evening, if you're here in the Capital District of New York. It's Corby Mitlide, and it's open mic night on Empower Readings. So what's that mean? That means there's no particular subject, there's no particular guest. Anything you want to bring up, we are good to go. So, you got a question? Ask it. You want us to discuss a subject? Do it. But you got to call 248-809-3475. That's 248-809-3475. And we will be more than happy to get you on a radio. I know we're going to have some calls in tonight, and I've got a couple of things that I want to talk about too. First one is, can you believe it's October already? So the Christmas decorations are going up along with Halloween, and we're all starting to think, where did the year go? So me, I'm already planning my year. Last year, I mean, 2012 was a 7-year. That was a sabbatical year. It was a think year. It was an internal year for me. Next year is an 8-year. And so it's going to be totally different energy. And, you know, the universe is so amazing with its synchronicity. I start talking about numbers, and who calls but our favorite numerologist, lexigrammist, Sherita Starr. Well, hello there, gorgeous woman.
Miss Harvest Reward Recognition, all sorts of, oh my God, if the world doesn't know who Corby Mitlide is in 2013, it will have to be living under a rock.
Thank you, darling. So I was talking about how it's really important to shift energies from your personal year to your personal year, because they're never just the same. Things really do change. What's going on?
You bet. You know, it's funny, like even people who haven't a clue that they're flowing in time in nine, as I like to call it, they naturally do it anyway. You know, when you sit down with somebody and you kind of like point all this out and you say, well, 5 years ago, this is happening, so on and so forth. And they're like, wow, you're psychic. How do you know that? You know, and they just give me the day and the month they're born. And, you know, people are naturally doing it. But what's fantastic when you're more aware of it is that you know how to really reap your reward all the more. And you know you can, you know, really understand the energy that's surrounding you. And instead of, you know, sometimes if we are unaware of something, we kind of tend to react instead of respond. But, you know, kind of forewarned is forearmed. And, you know, if we're in like a more of a, you know, when we're in like a two personal year, it's much more of an emotional time in our life. And I mean, even for you, you know, you've been in this 7-year and you, not like you haven't been busy or anything, but it's really been a year for you to get in touch with that inner saw part of Corby and what's the internal thing about Corby going on. Because that's that work that you're doing and you're being responsible to is going to give you the rewards in 2013, like, all the more, because you'll have prepared yourself for it. Because believe me, you're going to be busier than, as my grandmother used to say, a one-armed paper hanger next year.
I don't know how I could be busier than this year, but as long as I don't collapse in the middle of the road, very cool. And yeah. The thing that I want to tell people is start looking at the energies now. Here's an exercise for you. One of the things that I did for my 7-year is I decided what it was going to be about. So I had a huge poster on my wall. It said 2012, devoted to my own healing, loving, and reconnecting with self, because that's what a 7-year is about. Well, I'm already doing my 2013 poster, and it says 2013, a year of harvest. Now, listen to the big difference in that. When you start doing that, and it wouldn't hurt if you got in touch with my buddy Sherita here, who is the number genius of the world, and find out, set up a poster on your wall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. How do you want to bring those energies into the year to come? And don't just do it, you know, well, it's New Year's Day, I should make my resolutions. Spend the time thinking about it now so that you can taste it and massage it and have it absolutely in stone and diamonds New Year's Eve so you are ready to hit the mark running. What do you do for setting up New Year's energy, Sherita?
Well, and also for just for so that people know as well, like when you go into January, you're not in your personal year yet. Unless you're born January 1st or in January, you have to wait until your birthday passes to really get into the energy. However, because not only do you flow in time 1 to 9 years, flow in time 1 to 9 months, 1 to 9 days. So you're always, there's a way that this numerology does your forecasting so that you can really spiral into like the details from a day on a day-to-day basis if you really want to get in that, you know, be in the know of what's a good day for me to start something? What's a good day for me to end something? When should I make really big changes? Or when will you, you know that something of a permanent change may just come at you out of nowhere on a day, you know, depending, or a month of your life. And the other thing, going back to just you on a personal level, even though you've been in this like personal year space via numbers, your astrology chart is also another way that you want to look at your current transit. You want to look at the numbers and the astrology side by side, and you've been busy work-wise because your astrology chart has your house of career on fire. You got Jupiter there like, ooh, let's go, expansion. And that energy is going to keep riding on through until next year. But you really don't, because just like astrology, you don't have a solar return until you have another birthday. So you will sense the energy of the year to come in January, because via how the mathematical formula goes, you will be in the personal month of your year ahead in January. So you do get the taste of the energy. But let's say you're not, you know, your birthday doesn't pass until June, you really are still in whatever year it is that you were in the previous June until your birthday passes again in 2012. So you have a little bit more work to do in whatever that year's energy is. So just to clarify that, because there are numerologists out there who will totally argue with me, and that's totally fine. But there's a lot of us as well who know, you know, you can't be born in December and live 3 weeks and have January 1st give you a whole nother energy. It just logically makes absolutely no sense. So it's birthday to birthday.
What about the master number for the year?
Say again. Like,
what about the master number for the year? Like 2013 is a 6? So how does the year's 6 energy work within what is going on in your personal stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, that's like a collective kind of understanding, and not to say that it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's what kind of global things will happen on a level. Like, this is the big year, of course. We are in 2012, and all the hoo-ha, the world, this and that, and fast changes and all that, because it's a 5 year. And I think that that's true. But it's really your personal energy that matters as far as what the collective picture does. It's like, you know, looking at the news or something. That's all out of your control, so to speak. You're a part of it because we are all one with it. But the one thing that you have control over and what truly matters is what your soul is doing, your individuality. You really can't control the whole big picture. You have no way to do that. You can only do what you're doing, which is why your energy and your information is what's so important to look at. You really don't have too much to deal with. I mean, you know, you can see that, like, collectively. Or it's like, you know, how the Chinese, you know, they look at, it's an animal that guides the entire year's time, and that will classify a group of people born in that year's time frame that will have these similar characteristics, which I do believe has validity. And they have a whole, you know, they've got their details of what their charts look like and everything beyond just saying you're an animal and that's it. But my take on it is, it's really your personal stuff. It's, you know, we are all part of that bigger picture, but we can only check in at home first before, you know, that energy on the outside really has anything to do with what's happening to us personally. So I don't think that the universal year, you can't really work, you can work with it in an awareness, but it's not something that you would need to worry about. It's not your personal forecast, what's going on collectively. Kind of like, you know, trends and things and cycles, and that's how I kind of see that. I never really look at it because it doesn't affect you that way.
Now, if
it's like
you guys
collectively have what the astrology is doing, and then you've got to see how that astrology, the current state of affairs in astrology, affect your personal birth chart in its own way. It doesn't affect everybody's chart the same way. There's like, yes, this collective thing that goes on, but it's not, it's still back to you again. And everybody's energy is different, you know.
Got it. Now, if you out there have been fascinated by what Sherita is saying, and it's like, me, I want mine, you can find Sherita several places, including on our show, always on the solstice and the equinox. But where are they going to find you right now, babe?
Oh, I'm on... Well, you know, I'm on Facebook, but my regular website is ShavitaStar.com. So that's where all my
wonderful is. And if you're anywhere in Utica in November, she is going to be one of our four brilliant Diamond Psychics at the Diamond Psychic Caravan, which is going to be at the Hampton Inn, November 16th and 18th. And I will be there, too, along with Kim Ward and the fabulous Allie Jeslin. Plus,
right.
Jewelry by Barbie Hathaway and Fabulous Bodywork by Janet Jacobs. You can't miss this. Get there. I've got yes.
And
gallery. That's right.
We're in the gallery. Near Philmont, New York, down in Columbia County. It's the evening of the 29th of November on a Monday, 6 p.m. That is on Facebook as an event, a Gallery of Spirit, 29th of October. So check that out, too. The three of us are going to be doing... We did one of these back in August. It was a smashing success, and we're going to do it again.
Yes. So I've got calls backing up, and Sherita, you know we could spend hours, but mwah, for being my first call, you have so
welcome.
Kicked this thing open.
Just had to say hi, and it's a foggy night. I agree. I'm really hoping my iPhone is correct and it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Fingers crossed. Us too.
All right, love. Have a wonderful rest of your show. I'll be tuning
Thank
in.
Okie doke. Okay. Thanks, Sherita.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We now have Ashley calling from New York City. Hi, Ash. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. One of the things that before dealing with going to see a psychic, I'm one of these people that really feels more comfortable having done my homework. And I'm curious, how would you have a layperson, not somebody who's not trained in any of this, start researching what they feel are some connections, pictures, feelings that they've had in terms of past lives?
Good question. The first thing I'm going to say is there is a difference between regression and retrieval, and a lot of people get that mixed up.
Oh, what is the difference?
Okay. Past life regression is where a hypnotherapist takes you back to find the past life. I compare that with telling you there's the library, and you go in and peruse the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Retrieval is where you say to me, I think I had a life with this person, or why am I afraid of seashells or whatever, and then I go up to the stacks, pull the book, bring it down, and say, this is why.
Huh.
You really, really have to trust someone very deeply to go into a regression situation.
Right.
If you do look for a certified hypnotherapist. I know that Stacy Wells, that worked with me on Your Soul's Plan, is a superb one. There are other ones around. And make sure that you find out first what their qualifications are. Talk to some of their clients if you can.
That's a little deeper than I was interested perhaps in going. And as you said, trust, I think, would be a very big portion in that. But if I've got, for me specifically, there's three very distinct, separate time capsule, shall we say, that I have given pictures for and so on. How do you go about starting to do any of that? I mean, does it need an outside trigger, or is there any way writing it down or looking for matching pictures, anything?
Well, you trust your gut, and usually they'll hit you hard. It's the example I always use as not correct is just because you can't wear turtlenecks doesn't mean you're Anne Boleyn because you don't like anything red.
Gotcha. I mean, nobody that I see is famous or important or anything more than absolutely average.
See what you know that you shouldn't know. Here's an example. When I was trying to figure out who I was in World War I, because I watched these World War I planes, and after knowing nothing about World War I, all of a sudden had to know about the planes, I noticed there were certain things that I knew about the era that I should not have known and never researched. I noticed that there were certain old-fashioned turns of phrase that I used that nobody else in my family used that turned out to be in the letters that who I was wrote to his fiance. So it's things like that. You have to be careful that you don't do so much research that you're going to accidentally pick up some of the facts that you want to get internally. However, if you see yourself in a long skirt that's very tight around the ankles and a big picture hat, it is reasonable for you to go look for that fashion so you can pinpoint, oh, that was probably around 1912. As you build these facts, then you keep going back and going back. Teach yourself how to get into a slight hypnotic state and just watch the movie. Don't judge it. That's the most important thing. Write down what you see. Then when you're ready, you either go to someone who can regress you, or you go to someone like me, who is a past life retrieval expert, and see if it resonates. Sometimes we'll get it right. Sometimes we won't. None of us are 100%. But
right.
Two most amazing things I did was describe a life that turned out to be the exact life of a granddaughter of Ulysses S. Grant, and this woman had had a Grant fixation for years and hadn't told me, or the time that I picked up an entire scene around the Underground Railroad, and this apparently was the dream that this woman had had for 20 years and couldn't make sense of it. Those you can trust as bingo, those are accurate.
Gotcha. So it's make sure that you're not sort of tainting your perceptions before you're doing that? Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Skepticism is actually a good thing, because if you're a little skeptical, if you try to find out things with some secondary information, you're much less likely to get taken or rooked by some Madam Hoo-Ha or Swami Swalanda.
That certainly makes sense. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Fabulous Barbie Hathaway, jeweler extraordinaire from Fulton, New York, who's coming on the show. Barbie, do I got you? Hello, Barbie.
Hi, honey.
There you are.
Let me turn this down here, hon. I thought
yes,
you were going live, and it doesn't seem to be live.
New. So it's open mic night. What are you miking about with us?
I don't know. There's so many things on my mind. You know how I am. I had the absolute honor of meeting, believe it or not, the Ghost Hunters a couple of weekends ago and down at Syracuse. And we got into a really good conversation about haunted places and how it unruffles people. And I got to tell you, I really could never understand how somebody could get so scared from a place, because I grew up in a haunted house.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up in a haunted house, and the ghost's name was Blanche. She happened to have been the very first owner of the house that I grew up in Levittown, PA.
Okay.
Yeah. And people, whenever, and you've seen them come to my table before, and I end up shuffling them over to your table.
Yes.
That they come to me with such absolute fear in their eyes about things that are happening into their house. And I sit there, and it kind of startles me that people can actually give their power away to something that's incorporeal.
Really?
Yes. I never quite understood how a person could be so absolutely fearful to give that energy in such magnanimity that it would cause a type of manifestation to happen. And that's where I would calm their nerves and say, why are you giving their power away? You're just feeding them, you know, a four-course meal. Here, let me go and bring you over to my friend Corby. You need to talk to her.
And did it work? Did the people come
out? It generally works. They'll come back after they talk to you and after you sit down, and you probably say the same darn thing I do, only a lot more eloquently. And they'll come back and go, oh, my God, I am so glad I came here. And it sounds like in this day and age that people who are spiritually opened, like you and I, that we're here to help people realize that there's really no such cause of giving your energy away into something that's called fear.
Fear equals false evidence appearing real. It is much more important that you look at something straight on and learn about it. That gets rid of the fear, because generally what you're building up in your head is a lot worse than what's in front of you.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of it has to do with the societal upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree that has to have a lot to do with some of it has to do with some of the religious upbringing. A lot of it has to deal with what's going on TV nowadays. And it was absolutely amazing to me when I sat and I had a conversation with like Jason Hawes and Steve and those guys, how it was so inspiring at how they take people and they're giving them the scientific aspect as to where we give them the more metaphysical aspect of it.
You got to have both halves, though. I admit, Jason and Grant did tell my husband when they came to the Old Stone Fort a couple of years ago, when he said, well, my wife is a psychic, oh, we don't deal with that. We only do the real stuff. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I think after that they actually had a bit of a backstep for a while. I had talked to them about the psychic aspects, and of course Dave Tangle would roll his eyes, and he's such a sweetheart. He really is. They want tangibility. They want absolute tangibility, and I can understand that. But they're also realizing that there are a lot of tangible things in this world that you really can't touch. It's kind of like an oxymoron, but a lot of people that have been through it understand that term.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio. All right, Barb, we're coming up to commercial. But again, Barb is someone you'll see with us at the Diamond Psychic Caravan, and we got more people coming up after the break. 248-805-809-3475. That's 248-809-3475.
It's good talking with you, Corby. I'll see
you
soon, honey. All right, bye-bye.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At one second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is your first chance for a second chance. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org.
GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt, I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give, advocate, volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Empower Readings with Corby Mintlive. Your calls are next at 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. Empower Readings on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome back to Empower Readings. It's Corby Mintlive, and we are on Open Mic Night, the night when anything goes. You got questions, call. You got things to discuss, call. We are absolutely there for it. And I'm delighted to find that somebody has taken time out from their fabulous birthday to give us a call, and that is my good friend Belle Salisbury. Reverend Belle has her own radio show and is extremely well known in the Southeast as another metaphysician. Belle, happy birthday.
Can you hear me?
We can, we can.
There you go. I thought maybe I had lost you. Thank you.
You are welcome. So what did you do for your birthday? Anything wonderful?
I worked, which is always a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a few readings today. And as you know, working on loading our articles from our October issue of Bella Spree magazine on the website, loading everybody's
yes.
articles up. Yeah.
If my listenership, I was about to say readership, if my listenership doesn't know, Bella Spree is a wonderful treasure trove compendium of so many good articles, so many good columnists that Bella has put together over the past year. That's where my monthly Corby's Wayback Machine Past Life column is, but there is so much more. And I think you got some new columnists on in the past few weeks, haven't you, Bella?
I have indeed. We have a fellow that is writing for our UFO section. You know, we have so many people that are interested in that, and this fellow is connected with MUFON. So he's got a lot of inside information that I think is going to be quite interesting for our readers to learn and enjoy. You know, it's an impressive. I'm just floored.
Now, is it MUFON or MUVON? Is he part of the Occupy movement, or is this something with spaceships?
MUFON. It's something with ufology. It's M-U-F-O-N, okay. MUFON.
Okay. And what we've else have you got?
We've brought aboard Stephen Lancaster, who is quite a big name in the paranormal field. He actually is putting together a documentary that's been aired on TV, and he's working on another, and he is going to be helping with our paranormal section to share some of his amazing investigations. So I'm really looking forward to his first column in next month's issue.
That's the thing about this magazine. Bell is an intuitive counselor. I'm an intuitive counselor. But it's not just a bunch of psychics. It runs the gamut. Mm-hmm. There have been articles on feng shui. There are articles on empowerment. There are articles on herbology. What else? Just throw
healing. We've got a nutritionist that writes for us. We have Tom Carson Knowles, who is our juicing expert, is sharing juicing recipes with everybody every month. And it's just, I mean, such a plethora. If there's anything that interests you, you're probably going to find it on a metaphysical or spiritual level inside Belle Esprit.
Belle, what got you to do this? It's a huge undertaking, especially, you know, all by your little onesies there. Something must have kicked it loose.
You know, having a PhD in metaphysics, it's all about the teaching. It's all about needing to share the knowledge. And I came to realize after offering workshop after workshop after workshop that a lot of people just couldn't afford the classes or the workshops, but yet they had that strong desire for learning. And so I felt putting together a magazine that shares knowledge freely, but also puts people in contact with an individual who is an expert in their field, so it gives our readers someone to look further into with, to connect with, if they want to further their education or whatever service this individual, or one of our columnists, I should say, is offering. It's putting students in touch with teachers and vice versa.
So many people say, I can't find anybody.
I've not had that yet.
Seriously, and for their own personal teacher. And maybe there isn't anybody in Outer East Jip-Pip, Wyoming.
Yeah.
But you can get to people on the internet. You can read these articles. And a lot of us teach webinars, or we work with students this way. I know that this year I taught a master class, and we had somebody from Columbia. And we all were able to get together. It was. And work, and the class didn't cost anything. It was a matter of changing ideas, exchanging methodologies and ways of looking at things. It's one of the things that makes the internet so fabulous.
Yeah.
Belle Esprit, if you were to print this, you're talking about a $7, $8 magazine every month. Here, you just read it online. It's free.
It's free online. If you want to have a PDF copy, we're charging a great big $1.99.
Which is so nothing.
Oh, yes. Can you figure that the magazine averages between 210 and 230 pages a month? That's a lot. That's a lot of information.
It's huge. It's huge. Belle, what do you want to see the magazine do in the year to come? Is it just about a year old now?
It's, let's see, we started it in January, so we're just on 10 months old. And, you know, for being a magazine that is just under a year old, we're averaging anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 hits a month. Not bad for a brand new baby magazine.
New.
Yes. And so, of course, we're always looking into more marketing ideas and how to continue to get the word out about our magazine. And of course, we're open for advertisements in the magazine and on our Belle Esprit website. If you want to be seen around the world, consider advertising. It's always a great way to reach worldwide.
And Belle Esprit is spelled B-E-L-L-E-S-P-R-I-T. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's French for beautiful spirit.
So, tell me, oh beautiful spirit, who is 29 again for the time.
Yeah.
What's coming up on your radio show? You know, that's the thing, folks. It is so wonderful to be able to do internet radio now that a lot of us have jumped on it. Not necessarily here, I'll pay to just spew on the airways and nobody's listening to me. but to give you quality programming, and Belle is one of the people that does that. I would not have appeared on her show if she didn't. So tell them a little bit about your show, Belle, and when it's on.
My show airs on the Hazy Radio Network. It's a new network that just launched itself last month, I believe it is, but has just made phenomenal leaps and bounds. But my show is called Live with Belle Salisbury, and it airs every Friday evening from 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, of course. And the programming that I do is a lot about education. We usually try to pick a general topic to talk about and to share insight with, and we encourage our listenership to call in, ask questions. You know, we're there for the listeners, more so than for our benefit. You know, it's about teaching and continuing the education.
It always has been. The ones of us who are, frankly, doing the best work and not getting drowned by it know that we're here in service. We are simply the garden hose that it comes through, and it's how we take care of ourselves at the same time that we take care of our clients.
Yes.
So, Belle, I'm so glad that you checked in. It was good to hear from you.
And I want to give a shout out to you.
What I do now?
For our Belle Esprit Guardians of Time calendar. This is a 15-month calendar featuring 15 different psychics and healers, one per month.
Nobody naked. Get those thoughts out of your head. I can hear them across the airwaves, you bad people.
And Corby Mitlight is our Miss March 2013, correct?
Ms. March, yes.
Yes.
Madam March.
Madam March. She is our Madam March. And what's so cool about this is that each of the psychics and healers that are featured in this beautiful calendar have offered discounts for their services. So we want to encourage folks to check out the calendar on the Belle Esprit website and be sure to get a copy. You know, it's invaluable. It's 15 months, so you get, you know, a year and 3 months worth of dates. You know, so it starts October 2012 and carries on through December 2013.
And where are they going to find this, Belle?
This is on our website at bellesprit.com. Excuse me. bellesprit.com. On the website, and the calendar is called Guardians of Time.
So all of you who are wondering, what am I going to get Aunt Maisie for Christmas? We just gave you a good one. I guarantee she's not going to buy this in Walmart, in Barnes & Noble. You can think of the little calendar kiosks in the mall. It's not going to be there. So this is the absolute sure way that you'll get Aunt Maisie something nobody else got her.
Yeah, and these calendars, I was really impressed when I received them. They're not your typical flimsy paper calendars. These are very heavyweight calendars, glossy. You know, both the calendar and the image itself are very glossy. So it's durable, and it's going to be long-lasting.
So you can write all your dates on that. You can do all of your astrological configurations. The whole thing is there, guys.
And Sherita Starr is one of your callers that was just calling in. She is our lexigramist for the calendar. She gave little insights for each month based on the month and its little lexigram interpretations for what to look forward to each month. So that was a beautiful added bonus for it.
It's like nothing else out there, but then, Belle, that's what you do. You do what nobody else out there does.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you're part of that team, so we certainly are very grateful and thankful to you for your participation in all that we do.
You are more than welcome. Yes. Thanks so much for calling in, Belle. This was a wonderful chance to talk with you. Okay, we have an in-quick from Natalie, and it's one of the very typical questions. Do I have a love life coming up? And Natalie gave me her birthday, which is January 8th. So next year, because I'm going to look in 2013, next year is a 6 year for you, just like it's a 6 year for the master energy. And a 6 year is usually a very emotional year. I sometimes call it the year of the soggy shoulder board, where everybody's coming to you going, oh, Natalie, my life is terrible. Help me fix it. And you got to be there for them. You're the designated wine bucket spelled with a WH. But we'll look for folks for you. And because Natalie has called before, I believe that Natalie would be looking for men 40 and over, as I'm very fond of saying, from the wise old age of 57. Under 40, they haven't grown a lot of brains yet. So be it. So looking month by month for next year, let's see if we've got something for Natalie. And there's actually somebody coming up for her in June, in August as a possibility. And the June guy, King of Pentacles, this is someone who is well off. He's established. He's secure. I say ordinary, but ordinary for me is simply that he is not wildly passionate, thinking outside the box. He's your solid pillar of the community, salt of the earth kind of guy. If he doesn't ring your chimes, then in August the Lover's card comes up, and the Lover's card for me is always a card of choice. It's a card that tells me there's going to be someone that you will have been platonic friends with for a while, you know, just buddies. And one day you're going to look at each other and it's going to be, oh, what have I not been seeing in you that I really should? And it looks like at that point the friendship can go into a romantic situation. Now, if that doesn't work, then we go to 2014. And in 2014, there's a man at the beginning and a man at the end. The man at the beginning is the King of Rods, and this is your entrepreneurial card. This is someone who is mentally very, very sharp, very verbal. I also tend to see him as tall and skinny and, you know, can eat the contents of three refrigerators while we weight-conscious women are picking at our celery, and we want to just crown him, but we can't. They just have that. One around Christmas of 2014 does tend to be my favorite. That's the King of Cups. The King of Cups is someone who is either divorced or widowed. He's been through the mill. Generally, he'll have some teenage to adult kids. And whereas a lot of people within their divorce or widowhood can get bitter or angry, this guy doesn't. This guy has truly learned how to talk, reach his feelings, make sense out of things based on the fact that he went through the ringer a little bit. He certainly isn't going to take it out on the wonderful relationships, and when you meet one and end up with him, call back and let us know how it's going. This is Corby Metlide. We're doing open mic night here on Empower Readings. The number is 248-809-3475. That's 248-809-3475. I don't often review books on the show, but there is one that has just come across my desk that I really want to tell you about. And this is something called Long Way on a Little, an Earth Lover's Companion for Enjoying Meat, Pinching Pennies, and Living Deliciously. I am not someone who believes that in order to be spiritual, you have to be vegetarian. I was for years, and it wreaked havoc with my own system. So everybody has their own way of doing things. Everybody has what is good for them. And Shannon has written an absolutely gorgeous book. It's not just a cookbook. It is a wonderful history lesson. It is a paean to the belief that wise cooks can anchor their family in much more than nutrition. It's a compendium of recipes, thrift in the kitchen, good farming practices, and the love of farmers for the earth and the animals they raise. Because Shannon is second or third generation farmer. She and her family at Saplish Hollow here in upstate New York raise grass-fed and pastured animals. And so she has combined her experience as what she calls a radical homemaker. And that is someone who understands that more slash bigger slash faster is not necessarily the way to peace at the hearth or in the heart. And a lifelong farmer to share recipes that will surprise you and nourish you, and they taste wonderful. instead of following this trend of low-fat ersatz adulteration and you have to use prime cuts and boneless chicken breasts, Shannon's recipes illustrate the what I call the judicious use of less favored cuts, shoulders and shanks, things like that, and good healthy fats. And she shows them how they can be delicious and nutritious, and you can put this food on the table at a fraction of the cost you'd expect, even if you go for pastured and grass-fed products, which are usually more expensive. So with her book, instead of immediately seeking out the ubiquitous pork chop recipe, try something like slow-cooked pork shoulder with vegetables and a creamy red wine reduction. I would eat that. No, don't go for the fillet or the strip steak. There's a recipe for brisket hash with sweet peppers and caramelized onions. Who wouldn't want to try something with a name like that? And she goes through these different cooking methods that will bring even the toughest cuts to absolute savory perfection. And there are illustrations and examples, I promise you. A lot of us remember the old saying, to be thrifty, use everything from the pig but the oink. And that's what Shannon does with two chapters I haven't seen in any other books, one called Leftovers and Soups, and the other's called Heads, Tails, and Other Underappreciated Treasures. Yes, that's what it's about. And for those of you who think my family would never eat, fill in here, yes, her kids eat that stuff. And there are even photos to prove it. And I've met the whole family, and these are not models that she hired. These are her kids. Now, Shannon doesn't slant the book in any particular direction the way some people say you have to eat veg or you have to eat vegan or you have to do this or that. But there are a lot of us these days who are either gluten or dairy intolerant or, like me, they're downright paleo. We don't do dairy and we don't do grains. And so there's an extra appendix listing the recipes that are grain or dairy or legume free. And for those for whom carbohydrates are medically a challenge, like people like diabetics, there are carb counts for each recipe. Now, the final thing about this book, which makes it really special to me, is along with the recipes, Shannon shares her knowledge on how to raise animals compassionately, families wisely, and how to be a good earth steward. Too many of us think that cows come from the meat case and milk from the dairy case. But reading through this wonderful addition to your kitchen shelf will remind you that every bite of food we eat should never be taken lightly. If we choose rightly, it can come from somewhere miraculous, and it will hold within its savor the work of heads and hands and hearts that want to nourish the world like Shannon and her family. So, again, we'll talk about Christmas stuff. If you're looking for a fabulous new recipe book, if you know someone who is a great cook, someone who really thinks about food and wants something unusual, this is the book you want. It's called Long Way on a Little, but I know that you're going to be able to get it in your normal bookstore or Amazon or all of those online crew. One of the things that we're going to be doing in the future is we're going to be doing a little bit more with nutrition, because nutrition is also empowering, and we'll be talking with not only Shannon, I would like to get Shannon on the show, but Chef Christy, who we have had on before. You have to realize that while this show started as Empower Readings, there are all kinds of things to read. Yes, I can read your fortune. I can take a look at what the year looks like, but it's a matter of reading your health. It's a matter of reading your emotional stability. It's a matter of reading what you want to do. What is your sentence of passion? What is the list of things that you want to accomplish in the next year? Empower is more important than readings. If there's something we can talk about on the show that will empower you, that will enable you to grab your life and run with it, then believe me, that is what we want to talk about. The open mic night tonight has been all over the map, and thank you so much for all the guests that called in, Sharita and Ashley and Belle and Barb, and Natalie sent in her InQuick. These are all the kinds of people that have wonderful things to say. These are people that are living their passion, and that's where we want to take you. So I'm going to leave you this week with something that I found. It's on hostee.com, H-O-S-T-E-E. And this is a poster they've created. This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching TV. If you're looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love. Stop overanalyzing all every last button. Open your mind and arms and heart to new things and people. We are united in our differences. Ask the next person you see what their passion is and share your inspiring dream with them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once. Seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them, so go out and start creating. Live your dream and share your passion. Life is short. If you like that, they have posters. Go to Hostee, H-O-L-S-T-E-E, Hostee.com. In the meantime, if you're looking for me when I'm not on the radio, go to FireThroughSpirit.com. You can find me on Facebook, Corby Midline and Fire Through Spirit. You can find us here on the radio. If you have missed a show, go to iTunes and type in Corby Midline, C-O-R-B-I-E-M-I-T-L-E-I-D, and you will find all of the shows that we have done over the past 10 months. You can find me on Twitter. You can pretty much find me anywhere that you find people these days. And if you want to get a chance to talk to me in person, that's simple. It's 877-321-CORBY. I hope you've had a great time with us this week. We've had a great time with you. Next week, we will be back with a wonderful special guest. So until then, remember, cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. Find your sentence of passion, grab life, and run with it. This is Corby Midline for Empower Readings. We'll see you next week.